In Famous Criminals, Madame Chang, Pirate Princess.
Ching Shi was known as the Pirate Queen. Madame Chang was born in Guangdong Province, China in 1775. Her nickname, with many of her men in her city, was Shi Hong Ku. She wasn't just a brave warrior, but sly, sneaky, and smart. She was very much an early con artist. Madame Chang died in Meigu, China in 1844.
Madame Chang is one of the most successful female pirates of all time. Madame Chang is also known as Chang Shi. She worked in a floating brothel while she was younger. She worked as a Cantonese prostitute, which was very common back then. She was very poor, and to marry such a high commander, she would need to be able to catch his eye. After she married her husband, Chang Yi, who at the time was a pirate commander, she ruled by his side until his death in 1807.
After living a very bad childhood and becoming homeless on the streets, she did not have a very great future. She then got kidnapped by her husband's fleets while they were doing their sweeps. Pirate crews often look for lowlives who do not have anywhere to go. She married her husband, knowing he was one of the highest ranked pirates of his time. Her husband was named Chang Wen.
Chang Yi was from a notorious line of pirates from the early 17th century. He led his pirate crew through many wars and turned them from a group of amateur pirates into a working fleet. He married Ching Shi, whether it was for her stunning looks or his need for a true partner. She took 50% of his control and money. After years of living on the edge, they adopted a boy, Cheng Po, who was set to inherit his parents' wealth and power. They also had two more sons, Chang Yi Shi and Chang Hyun Shi.
Together, they became signing small gangs and misfits together and growing in power and wealth at a very rapid pace. They were the definition of a power couple, whether they loved each other or not. By the late 1700s, they built a federation of over 60,000 crew members and 400 ships. They split the huge number into six fleets: blue, red, white, black, green, and yellow.
Everyone knew that she was an amazing pirate, but being a woman married to such a powerful man was tricky. Her true skills would have been looked over, and her time would have been occupied raising three boys. Chang Yi passed away in Vietnam at the age of 39 in November 1807, when his fleet was at the top of its game. Cheng Po took over his portion of power, but was deemed not mature enough to run the whole fleet. Ching Shi rose to the top very quickly.
After being chosen to take over her husband's fleets, she stated, "Under the leadership of a man, you all have chosen to flee. We shall see how you prove yourselves under the hand of a woman." This shows her strength and all-around attitude towards the situation at hand. After her husband passed, things were beginning to fall apart, and it was her job to hold it all together.
She commanded over 800 large ships and a crew of over 70,000 men, women, and children. She became well known across all of China and surrounding countries. No one could stop her, not even the government. Her and the many people under her committed crimes like raiding, passing ships and camps, destroying wealthy China river towns, and collecting all the money she could get. She continued to grow in power by capturing the crewmates on the ships she boarded and creating relationships with everyone she could.
To survive in such a crazy and dangerous industry, Chang needed a technique that was most of the time foolproof. So she came up with an ambush that was so quick and thought out that she could do anything. First, she would send a ship that resembled a government fishing boat towards the harbors and villages so that the people would think there was no threat. Then, her fleet that had been hiding would emerge from the fog or land masses. She would send smaller boats carrying trained spearmen who would loot and create havoc.
Getting in with a family. After gaining all of her power and allies, she needed help. She had her husband's old lieutenants, but she needed partners that had a stronger bond. She looked for family. She began with her adopted son, who had inherited some of her husband's power. They began a powerful affair and soon got married, which means they would rule the seas together. She also sought to find the most powerful members of her late husband's family, his nephew, Ching Po Yang, and his cousin's son, Ching Shi. She formed an alliance with their developing crews.
Her success was based off strong relationships with her crew members. She paid for their food and gave them a pretty decent life. She earned the trust of her late husband's lieutenants by allowing them to voice their opinions of matters and sharing her power with them. They also helped her with enhancing her military presence. When word of a new gang came around, she acted quickly to gain their respect and to offer them a place in a very powerful fleet. She avoided conflict in the fear of losing her empire, so she lived by making friends with the enemies.
Her harsh rules. Madame Chang came up with a very strict list of rules for all her crews to follow. You can tell from the language and vocabulary that it was said by her. These rules were made to keep all the ships in line. They show just how much this pirate was much more of a leader than a princess. These rules are very outdated by the concepts behind them. For example, the punishment for almost all crimes was having your head chopped off and thrown in the ocean.
The rules. If you disobey an order, you get your head chopped off and body thrown in the ocean. If you steal anything from the common plunder before it has been divided up, you get your head chopped off and body thrown in the ocean. If you rape anyone without permission from the leader of your squadron, you get your head chopped off and your body thrown in the ocean. If you have consensual sex with anyone while on duty, you get your head chopped off and your body thrown in the ocean, and the woman involved would get something heavy strapped to her and also tossed in the ocean. If you loot a town or ship of anything at all, or otherwise harass them when they have paid tribute, you get your head chopped off and your body thrown in the ocean. If you take shore leave without permission, you get your head chopped off and body thrown in the ocean. If you try to leave the organization, in this case, you get your ears chopped off.
The most important rule of all, captured ugly women were set free unharmed. Captured pretty woman could be divvied up or purchased by members of the Red Flag Fleet. However, if a pirate was awarded or purchased a pretty woman, he was then considered married to her and was expected to treat her accordingly. If he didn't, he gets his head chopped off and his body thrown in the ocean. This rule was very important, and that shows that times have really changed. Even though Chang was a lady, you can tell that this rule was influenced by her male allies, or just women really did not have power. The fact that ugly women were set free is quite startling.
After living a pretty harmless life that really did not affect the government, Chang and her fleet murdered a government official in cold blood. This caused the emperor to dispatch a new general, Ba Ling. This man was coming into a pretty terrible system, as the Chinese government had been neglecting the Navy's powers for years. His job was to completely destroy the Red Flag Fleet once and for all, including Madame Chang.
Year-long rampage. After taking many months to plan this very elaborate route, it had finally come to execute in July 1808. Her plan was a full-scale invasion of the River Delta, which was home to the two of the most richest trading posts of all time, Canton and the Portuguese Macau. Cheng Pao lured Bei Ling's forces into a battle and completely destroyed their forces. This opened up the pathways to Canton. From here, they completely destroyed the Delta. They looted every community on their path and slaughtered anyone who got in their way, taking all the women and children as captives. Each deprivation was bloodier and more violent than the last. To put this in perspective, the Black Flag Fleet killed 10,000 people in just one expedition.
Raids are getting more costly, and the crews were starting to run low on funds. Because they were being so invasive, Ba Ling trained the local military to have the ability to fight back. The supplies that had been used to be given to the fleets were now given to communities. The pirates had to survive on caterpillars boiled with rice to survive. The military was also growing stronger, and eventually the government got the best of her and she decided to surrender to the emperor on very specific terms. All of her members would be pardoned and would be able to keep their riches. Chang and her husband would also be able to keep a handful of ships. The government agreed.
Madame Chang is one of the few known pirates to retire. She took advantage of the amnesty and by the government in 1810. With all of the loot she had acquired during her piracy career, she opened a gambling house. Madame Chang eventually died in 1844 at the age of 69.